What's up? This is Movies on Up. This Christmas, everyone will believe in Santa Claus. I'm Dave, joined by the Mrs. Claus to my Santa Claus, Mr. Mike Mann.
That's me, unfortunately.
We are Movies on Up. This is this week's news episode, if you can call it that. Pretty slow news week.
The slowest.
But the tagline for this week, this year, this, I just closed it out. This season, everyone will believe in Santa Claus, something like that. If you know what movie that's from, hit us up, moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup, Twitter @moviesonup. We have been at least putting up episodes lately.
Some effort. We're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I'm going to be a little bit better.
So if you know what that's from, hit us up. If you are correct and we pick you, we'll win the magnificent Movies on Up prize package. Little different this week. We're not really talking any news, because really, unless you care about Sam Smith doing the new Bond movie or fake Terry Gilliam dying rumors, not much going on this week. And we do have one trailer at the end of the episode. We would add four more, but we got sidetracked and didn't have time to watch them all. So we'll start off with some box office. It was holiday weekend. I didn't do the four-day gross. I didn't do the full holiday weekend gross. I just went straight weekend.
Makes sense.
A little bit surprising. War Room, that Christmas movie, or Christian movie, number one this week. It came from number two to number one.
Still a lot of old people getting out over the holiday, I guess.
And I mean, it's happened before. I mentioned last week, like, Fireproof, that
old people.
Yeah, like...
Old
it
people.
Does okay. I expected it to drop a little bit more. It held 9.5. It jumped from number two to number one. Straight Outta Compton finally fell out of number one.
Too many old people out this week.
And second place with 8.6 million. Still less than a million off of first place, so not that bad. Walk in the Woods was one of last week's wide releases. That brought in 8.2 million, which is... quite a bit more than I thought it would.
Same here.
Transporter Refueled, the other wide release, 7.4 million.
Not like the worst for that, I guess.
I thought it would do a little bit better. I thought it would at least crack double digits. But I guess we've been bogged down with so much just crappy action that they're all starting to blend in together. Whereas one of the true good action movies, Mission Impossible,
still
Rogue Nation...
True.
It's still holding true there at number five. So it's still kicking. This week, it's another one of those. 90 Minutes in Heaven, Perfect Guy, the Michael Ealy, Morris Chestnut joint. The Visit, our episode of Movies on Up this week with Ryan and I, we talked about the five worst M. Night Shyamalan movies since Signs. It's a pretty negative... I don't think I've ever had like such a negative episode where I speak so positively, because I want M. Night Shyamalan to be good again. I think his first two movies are phenomenal. I think 90% of Signs is just as good as those first two movies. But then it's all downhill. From that last 10 minutes of Signs on, this might be what he needs. It's not... a big budget Shyamalan movie. It is being promoted as an M. Night Shyamalan movie, but it's, I don't know, it looks different. It looks more low key than what he's been doing. I mean, dude did Airbender and After Earth. Like, his movies were getting bigger. This looks like a return to small. Not really doing a big time cast. There's no Bruce Willis. There's no, you know, Mel Gibson, Will Smith. And it looks like a horror comedy almost, which
looks pretty sweet, I'm going to be honest. I love M. Night Shyamalan personally, but...
there's no humor in, like, any of his movies. So to him do... I'm excited to see it. I'll check it out. I'm expected to be let down just because he's earned that reputation for me.
Yeah.
But I'll see it. That's the only one this week. I don't know if any of these break double digits. I doubt any of these break double digits.
I'd say The Visit would be probably the only one I would think has any sort of chance.
I think Perfect Guy has a chance. But with these kind of weekends, with a movie like War Room, 9.5 million, I mean, your top five didn't crack double digits at all. So I think it's time to put a fork in it. Summer box office season is officially over.
Thankfully.
It's been over for a couple weeks, but you're starting to see the ones now, the big-time summer movies are starting to trickle out of the theaters. Mission Impossible, Compton came late.
Yeah.
So they're still hanging strong. But overall, what did you think of the summer season this year?
It was better than I had initially expected it to be. Like, going into summer, I was like, man, there's nothing coming out this year. And then I ended up seeing a lot more movies than I really expected to be honest with you.
I saw a lot more than I really thought.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about the summer. Ryan and I used to do summer wrap-up episodes, and we're just going to kind of do that. Just kind of talk about what we saw over the summer and what we thought about it. What's anything stick out to you the most?
From this summer?
Yeah.
Just because the video game came out last week, I was thinking about Mad Max the most.
Fury Road.
Yeah. But other than that, I kind of forgot I saw most of these, except for Mad Max and Ant-Man specifically jump out at me. I was like, oh yeah, I saw those.
I did like Mad Max. I love Tom Hardy. I love George Miller. I love Charlize Theron. I almost felt bad because I just enjoyed Mad Max. I didn't love Mad Max. It seemed like everybody went nuts about how that's like the greatest action movie ever. It was okay. It was good. I liked it.
That's actually exactly how I felt. I was like, this is kind of like it's like a Machete with cars, as far as movies went.
Yeah, and I mean, I like the progression. Like, I like seeing where George Miller's come. Like, just in that Mad Max franchise alone, like how they just keep getting more and more ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would absolutely be interested in Mad Max Furiosa or whatever the next one's supposed to be.
Oh, without a doubt.
I want to see what he does next. I thought it was a cool movie because it came and it was one of those that I think surprised people. There's been a trend in the summers where you could kind of pinpoint the bombs. Like, a few years ago, we knew Battleship was going to bomb. We knew Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter was going to bomb.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That movie, I had high hopes for.
It bombed, though.
And I still enjoy it.
Like, Lone Ranger. You knew Lone Ranger was going to bomb. Mad Max was one of those where it's like, eh. I mean, if it does okay, if this movie makes $70, $80 million, it's probably in pretty good hands. $150 million. So, that kind of jumped out in the buzz that it got, how greatly reviewed it was. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Charlize be involved in Best Actress talks. I
could see it.
Just because it's the kind of bone that the Oscars tend to throw.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of the one that you just throw in there.
Yeah. But I don't think anything was super surprising. Like, I didn't expect San Andreas to be a big hit. It wasn't. I mean, it made $100 million. The stuff that expected to bomb, everybody expected Pixels to bomb. It bombed.
Yeah, not surprisingly, yeah.
Tomorrowland was maybe a question mark. It bombed. At the end of the summer, though, you got 12 movies made the $100 million mark. Or more. A lot of them far surpassed that.
Yeah.
So we're just going to go down the top 12. Number one, not just number one for the summer, but it's number three overall all time now.
Which is crazy to think, because I wouldn't have expected that much for it.
I expected it to do well. This is Jurassic World. Jurassic World's now the third highest money-making movie ever. And that was kind of the thing, is when Avengers opened at $207 million, it's like, I never thought that would happen. I didn't think that would get beat for a long time. I thought if anything had a chance, it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
And then Jurassic Park beats it. And it's like, oh, Star Wars is blowing it away. I don't see any way that Star Wars doesn't blow away Jurassic Park. Like, I think Star Wars is going to flirt with that Titanic Avatar type area. Like, I really do.
See, I don't know. I wonder if I'm just wondering how much hype is into it. Are people going to be over it by the time it comes out? They've been hyping it up for so long.
I think it'll pick up. But Jurassic World, did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
I thought it was a lot better walking out of the theater than I do thinking back about it.
That's common with a lot of movies like that. I wasn't a fan.
Really?
I wasn't.
See, I love Chris Pratt.
I generally do, but I thought he was pretty weak in this. Uh-huh. I like Bryce Dallas Howard, and I hate to say it, she was a cliche. Like, I feel like they were just stereotypes of as characters. Like, I feel like they were taken from a 50s or 60s movie and thrown into this. The side characters, there wasn't... What made Jurassic Park so good was Clever Girl Guy, Sammy Jackson, Wayne Knight.
Yeah.
Like, you had all these side characters that it's like, oh, that's...
real.
This was just filled with a bunch of red shirts, essentially, where...
That's true.
A lot of people died, and I didn't care. The British assistant, like, she dies, it's like, whatever, I've seen her, like, 5 minutes. Like, there were no good scenes. If there's one good scene with that British assistant and the kids...
She was cute, though.
She was cute.
I was upset she died just because she was cute, not because, like, I had any emotional ties.
I like the giant fish dinosaur.
Yeah.
That thing was cool.
You put a big fish in anything, except for the movie Big Fish. And
I love Big Fish. Big Fish is a perfect movie. I felt like it was too reliant on CGI, I think.
Yeah, they were trying too hard.
Because, like, I get the Indomitable Rex or whatever is going to be CGI at points, but the stuff with the raptors at the end, like, why aren't there... Why are those CGI? Why aren't those puppets?
Yeah.
Plus, it just they reminded me of Gremlins. Like,
yeah,
a lot of the they did. And it's like, man, I just want puppets. Like, give me puppets of raptors.
Give me, like, something that looks somewhat more promising.
I didn't feel like the stakes were ever where they needed to be. Like, you had this big theme park full of people, and then T-Dactyls got loose. And then it was just
kill some guys.
Then That's it was it. Like, all right. Oh, they're all in this gym now. Like, there was... I didn't feel the stakes, even though there was more at stake than in the first one. But, like, the first one, really, there were only, like, 6 or 7 people whose lives were at stake. But you felt it. Like, yeah, it was awesome. You were
tied to those
It people. Was awesome. And I didn't care for the kid. I thought Nick Robinson was pretty good. I like that kid. I hate that Ty Simpkins kid. But I just...
yeah.
I just...
it was garbage.
Yeah, it just didn't... I don't know. But it surpassed Avengers. Avengers kicked off the season May 1st. I know you saw it also.
Yeah, also good. I don't know that either of these two are my favorite out of the top 12, but I could understand why they did the best.
My favorite out of the top 12 will surprise you, I think.
I don't think so. I think I actually know what it is.
I don't think you do. I think it will surprise you.
All right.
Avengers, I feel the same way you did about Jurassic Park. I liked it better when I left the theater than I do now.
See, I feel the opposite about that one.
I still liked it.
I like it more. When I walked out of it, I was like, this is all right. Now I'm like, oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
I was amped. I liked it. But then the more I look back on it, I still really like some stuff. I liked Aaron Taylor Johnson. Him and Renner had some really good stuff together. It was a good summer movie, I guess. Like, it was a good popcorn movie.
It was enough action to keep you interested.
Yeah, I did not see Inside Out. Inside Out was the third biggest moneymaker this summer.
I did not either, but I've heard nothing but great things about it.
I've heard it's fantastic, and I believe it picks up that cast alone. Mindy Kaling, Bill Hader, Louis Black.
Love me some Mindy.
Richard Kind. Like, everybody in that movie is awesome. Number four, I did see Minions, the standalone.
Really was hoping you weren't going to say this was your favorite.
It's not. It's good. Not my favorite. Good. I do.
Nope, trash.
I liked it.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
Hate Minions.
Oh, see, I like them. Did you even watch it?
Yeah, against my will. Hated it.
I liked it.
Garbage.
It was different than I expected. I did like the end. That came as a surprise to me. I thought it was cute. The kids dug it. Number five, I shockingly have not seen this movie, Pitch Perfect 2.
See, this was my runner-up for what I thought was going to be your favorite.
It's not. I haven't seen it yet. I might. I just didn't get around to it. Number six, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either. I'm waiting for it, though. I'm gonna see it once. It's probably like a straight to DVD kind of straight to Blu-ray kind of deal for me.
Number seven, we've both seen Ant-Man. I loved it.
Yeah.
In hindsight, I like it more than the Avengers.
Oh yeah, that's without a doubt.
I mean, it's up there with me. Like I love Paul Rudd so much, and I love the style that this movie was done in. That I think I put it up there with Guardians and Winter Soldier for me.
I agree.
The personalized story, I think, meant a lot more. Having Scott Lang have a daughter, like, that's the first we've actually... I mean, yeah, you got some of that with Hawkeye and Age of Ultron, but this was a lot more real. This really builds
the relationship, I think, a lot better.
It did have its moments. I really liked Corey Stoll as Darren Cross. I wish they'd have done more. Typical Marvel movie doesn't let the villains develop as much as they should.
Yeah.
This was a case of that. I wish we'd have gotten some Wasp action in it.
Yeah, that's what I really wish I would have seen a little bit more of.
Yeah, but I we'll get there. Number eight. I hate that I've seen this movie and not Pitch Perfect 2.
You should hate yourself for that.
I did watch San Andreas.
You should super hate yourself for this.
But you know what? When you put Alexander Daddario...
And you put The Rock in a movie.
No, and Carla Gugino in a movie with an earthquake where I assume that at some point somebody's covered in water. I'm going to go see it. I love Gugino. I love Daddario. Everybody tried. It was one of those where, like, they were in it. It wasn't one of those where it just seemed like they mailed it in. Like, The Rock was The Rock, who I like. Paul Giamatti was giving it his all. Just the biggest faults in this movie were the script. Like, it was so bad.
My reaction to you saying that everybody tried is like when I waited up till the night before to do a school essay and turned it in, and I just look at my teacher and went, you know, I tried.
And
it's still garbage.
I had my mom go to the principal because sophomore year my speech teacher said, if you get up and give a speech in this class, you will not fail. If you get up and try, you will not get an F.
Okay.
That's what she said, which is fair.
Reasonable.
The only way to flunk a speech, to not give it. I was exempt from exams. Like, if you had such a certain grade in my high school, the exams didn't count unless you got an F.
That was how mine was, too.
So I was exempt from my speech, from my exam, so I thought, I'm not going to write a speech. I try so hard not to swear on this show. I'm not going to write a speech. So on day of, I just got up and I talked for 5 minutes about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. The TV show, because it was in its prime at that point. So I just talked about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers for 5 minutes. I gave good information. I gave origin story. I gave plot lines. I gave story arcs. I gave everything you'd want in a 5-minute speech about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. She gave me an F because she said I didn't take it seriously.
Well, that's against the...
And I went off, and I said, I got written statement from students that said, first day of class, she said, if you get up and give a speech, you will not fail. And I made my mom go to the principal, and I ended up getting that grade changed because I threw her words in her face, and she wanted to fail me just for no reason. So I didn't like San Andreas.
Anyway... the best side story ever, but anyway, carry on.
Mad Max Fury Road came in at number 9. We just talked about it. Yeah. It was good. I liked it. It might be in my top 10 at the end of the year. Like, I really liked it, but it was so hyped up.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody in the world loved this movie.
It makes a top 10, never a top 5 for this year, I don't think.
Oh, no. It may make the top 10.
It may come in at, like, 9.
Yeah. Number 10, Straight Outta Compton. It came late. It's still making money, so I mean, it could rise up a little bit more. I thought this movie was really good. It was really, really good. The kid that plays Eazy-E, I think, is going to be an Oscar contender.
Straight Outta Compton.
Jason Mitchell. Yeah, Jason. I think he's going to be in the running when Oscar time comes. I think F. Gary Gray. I think Best Picture, Best Director. I think this might have a shot. it's a good movie. It's legitimately...
It's not just a... It's not like, you know, an ATL or just a rap movie. It's a movie that has rap music in it, hip-hop rap music in it, which is... I'm glad they didn't just make it a, you know, one of those run-of-the-mill kind of movies.
So if you've noticed, we've gotten through the top 10 of the summer. I have not mentioned what my favorite movie of the summer was.
I was expecting that.
We're going to go through our 11 and 12 movies. They are the only other two movies to make $100 million. Number 11 was Spy with Melissa McCarthy, directed by Paul Feig.
Yep.
Number 12, Trainwreck, directed by Judd Apatow, written by Amy Schumer, starring LeBron James. You saw Trainwreck, right?
Yep.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I liked it a lot, but not as much as Spy.
I knew you were going to say this, and I hate you for it.
I adored this movie. Ugh. I mean, I'm a sucker for Melissa McCarthy.
See, I know you are, and I hate Melissa McCarthy.
I think Melissa McCarthy's really good.
Can't stand her.
The trailers didn't do this justice.
That I will agree on.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Was Statham not the best thing ever in this movie?
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Jason Statham in this movie, I'm still laughing about stuff. I got this arm torn off. I reattached it with this arm. Like, I don't think that's possible. Like, the cameo. I won't say what rapper has a cameo, but when he comes back, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Like, the movie's legitimately funny. And
it's all right.
I loved it. I thought she was really good, because I don't think it was the... The trailer made it seem like, oh, it's Melissa McCarthy, she's fallen down steps, she's fallen over on... It really wasn't that. There was a couple scenes like that. And it was a running gag, like the cat lady thing and the mother of four. Like,
yeah,
it was played up well. I thought Rose Byrne was awesome.
Just wish I could like Melissa McCarthy at all. I just don't. I just can't.
I just thought she... I really liked her. Her husband showed up again. The funniest part of her movies are when her husband shows up in a cameo. He was like the only good thing in Tammy. Like, I thought Tammy was terrible, but
okay, good, because that movie was trash.
Tammy was terrible, but her husband is, when he was firing her, hilarious.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
He shows up just in. It's such a small, like, minuscule part, but it's so funny.
Still good, yeah.
And I don't know why he makes me laugh so much, but Statham was worth watching for this. It's such a different... We haven't seen Statham like that.
And he's by far the best part in that movie.
I think so, too, but I don't think that takes anything away from everybody. I just think it's so funny to see him do that. Like, you've never seen him just... Like, Lock, Stock, and Snatch, like, there was some comedic elements there. There was some quick dialogue.
But not like this.
That's not what his part is. He's the comedic relief in this movie. Like, everything he does is a joke, and it's hilarious. I really like Jude Law in it. I
like Jude Law in anything, though, so that's not saying much for me.
I really like this movie, and it's going to be near the top of my movies at the end of the year. Like, I mean, it might be. Like, it would be top five of the year for now, but, I mean, that doesn't say much, because when we did the halftime show, I was reaching to get five. But Spy... I mean, Ant-Man would probably be second, but this was good. I really liked it. Trainwreck?
Yeah, it was alright. LeBron. Do it for LeBron.
LeBron, and then he just disappears. Although the intervention scene with the cameos there.
Yeah. I mean, I like this movie. I'm not going to say I didn't. I like Apatow stuff.
It was good. It did feel like it's so weird that Apatow directed a movie that Apatow didn't write, and he still Apatowed it. It still felt about it felt about 20 minutes too long. I did like the ending. I thought the payoff was very cliche romantic comedy, but I thought it worked well. Like, I thought it paid off well.
Enough that you're like, all right, this is cliche, but I can understand.
And it fit. It wasn't just random. I really liked her. I thought she was good. I thought Brie Larson was great.
I'm not a big Amy Schumer fan, but I think she did pretty well in this.
Yeah, I do want to see her and J-Law play sisters.
Yeah.
Brie Larson I thought was great. Colin Quinn, for what he was supposed to do, I thought was really good. Tilda Swinton, I think, stole the show when she was in it.
She added a nice touch.
If you even realize that's Tilda Swinton, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, she is so good. So I really like Trainwreck. So, I mean, what is that? Out of, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've seen 9 of the top 12, and I liked 7 of them. That's not a bad summer.
Yeah, I saw 8 out of the top 12, and I liked, like, 5, so...
Did you see anything that wasn't in the top 12?
That's a good... Not off the top of my head. It didn't leave enough of an impression for me to think of it.
I saw Ted 2.
See, I hated the first Ted.
See, it was... If you like the first Ted, you'll like Ted 2. If you hated the first Ted, hate Ted 2. I thought it was funny. There's some really good running gags in it.
And, one of my least favorite movies of all time, actually.
And I'm in the minority, but Terminator Genesis wasn't bad.
See, I didn't see that.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
I believe it.
But that was summer. I mean, outside of that, like Tomorrowland was pretty low. Nothing's else even popping out to me of anything.
It all kind of runs together if it didn't make this.
Yeah, I mean, we covered that's in what, 3 months of movies?
Yeah.
We just covered 12 of them, so... What's your favorite summer movie? If we didn't cover it, or if you have different thoughts, if you thought...
I'd say Ant-Man was my favorite movie this summer.
It's close for me, but I think I like Spy just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy is Captain Marvel.
Say Ant-Man pretty confidently.
Yeah, it would be right there behind it for me, because I thought Ant-Man was great. But yeah, what was your favorite? Let us know, moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup, Twitter @moviesonup. We're taking the news off this week, because really nothing.
Like, literally nothing.
Literally nothing. We did have a few extra trailers, but we really just cut it to one. We were going to cut them completely. To kind of focus on summer more. But the trailer for Krampus released this week.
Nuts.
If you listen to me and Ryan, like, we've done a Trick or Treat episode. Anytime we can mention Trick or Treat, directed by Michael Dougherty, we mention it and rave about it any chance we get. Krampus is his follow-up, finally. How it's taken so long for that dude to make another movie. People should be throwing money at him. It looks different than I thought. I don't know if you've seen Trick or Treat.
I have.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I thought this was another anthology movie just based around Krampus. It seems like a straight-up monster movie.
Yeah.
It seems like a linear, straightforward monster movie, which I'm fine. You give me...
I'm for it.
David Koechner, Adam Scott, Alison Lohman. Like, the cast is really good. And I really like him, and... In a way, I'm kind of glad that it's not another anthology, because I've seen him do that and he's done it well, so I kind of want to see him do something else.
Me too, and I think Adam Scott is a perfect, you know...
Oh, Adam Scott's perfect in everything.
Yeah.
I mean, there were other trailers this week. The Hallows was another monster movie that came out. We got the Sandra Bullock, Billy Bob Thornton movie, the Chaos, or whatever that... What is our business one?
Yeah, not about anything Billy Bob.
Chaos is our brand or something like that. Yeah. Billy Bob, I wasn't until I watched Fargo, the season of Fargo.
That's true.
He's really, really good.
That's the only thing I like Billy Bob in.
Watching Billy Bob in Fargo makes me want Billy Bob back on the big screen. Then there was a trailer for Carol, which you're going to hear a lot about come Oscar season. In a new Gyllenhaal movie that I was excited to watch the trailer of, directed by the director of Dallas Buyers Club. Gyllenhaal's been making awesome stuff.
Jakey G's been on a hot streak.
And that director gets really great performances, and the movie looks pretty terrible. So, our brand is Crisis. That's the Sandy Bullock, Billy Bob movie.
Yeah.
That's it. Krampus looks awesome.
I'm excited for it. Yeah. I like Christmas horror movie kind of things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like,
any holiday and horror usually goes well for me, I think, personally.
See, like, I like the idea. Like, we had Rare Exports, which was, I believe it was a Norwegian movie a few years ago.
Yeah.
That was, I liked it a lot. It was a lot different than I expected it to be. This, I don't think, is going to be as cute and cuddly, which I'm excited for. But, that's it. That's our news episode for this week. Earlier this week, Ryan and I did our five least favorite M. Night Shyamalan movies since Signs. Next week, we're back. I don't know. It might be favorite mobster movies or something. I know we've... I have no idea the calendar. But we have a movie. We have an episode next week. We should be back with a news episode next week.
Hopefully there's some news,
though. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. You can hit me up, DaveBasella.com or at Dave Basella on Twitter. Mike Mann, at your man Mike on the Twitter. Find us, Movies On Up. Yeah, next week is Favorite American Gangster Movies. MoviesOnUp at gmail.com, Facebook.com/MoviesOnUp, Twitter at MoviesOnUp. We have been getting a little bit more reaction for people since we've actually started tweeting. It's crazy how that works.
We're gonna get it going. I promise. I'm just a crappy college kid. I'm trying. I think about it. I don't do it, but I think about it.
Which sums up the last 3.5 years of this show. But until next week,
keep it up.